Welcome back, everybody, to another Deep Dive. And today we're tackling a pretty big question for photographers.
Okay.
In 2025, can you really embrace both film and digital photography?
Oh.
Or do you have to kind of pick a side and really just focus on one?
Yeah, interesting question.
Yeah, so to help us unpack this whole thing, we're
Yeah.
going to be looking at the work and the words of photographer Stephen Paul Young,
Okay.
who seems to have a real passion for both film and digital.
Cool.
So we've got a bunch of his stuff that we're going to be looking at articles and notes, and he even has this really detailed FAQ section on his website that kind of gets into
Oh.
some of the nitty-gritty
Yeah.
of, film versus digital.
I love when people like put together those FAQs and like you really get into the mind of somebody who's thought about this a lot.
Exactly. And it's not just about the technical specs, it's like how does each medium
Right.
affect the photographer's artistic vision
Totally.
and their relationship to the craft itself.
Absolutely. Yeah. Like it really changes the way you approach taking a picture.
Absolutely. So let's start with where Steven started, which is the classic path that a lot of photographers, and you start with film. He talks about falling in love with his Canon AE-1 program,
Nice.
loaded up with Ilford HP5 Plus film,
Classic.
a classic combination.
Okay.
And he describes the whole process as being almost reverent. It's like each shot on that 36 exposure roll
Right.
is precious.
Yeah, you really have to think about every single shot
Yeah,
when you're limited like that.
exactly. And in a world of instant gratification with digital, there's something really powerful about that intentionality that you have to have when you're shooting film.
Absolutely. You slow down. You have to think about it. You can't just be snapping 1,000 pictures.
And he actually even goes so far as to compare it to a meditative experience
Interesting.
of like really being present in the moment
Yeah.
when you're taking the
And
photographs.
not just like clicking, clicking, clicking.
Yeah, exactly. And he says that that presence that he feels in those moments translates to the final images,
I can see that.
especially his landscape work.
Yeah.
There's this kind of timelessness to them.
Right.
And then you've got that grainy texture that film is known for. That kind of adds another layer to the story.
Almost like that texture of the grain is kind of like part of the landscape itself, you know?
Yeah, almost like it becomes part of the scene.
Yeah.
And you can really get a sense of that in his Paths of Watership Down project, where he's photographing the English countryside.
Nice.
Beautiful black and white images.
Oh, let's check that out. Paths of Watership Down.
Yeah, and it's like you can practically feel the English countryside when you look at those pictures.
It's like that medium itself is part of the narrative.
Yeah, exactly.
And, I think that's something that digital photographers don't really get to experience as much. It's like that waiting for the film to be developed.
Oh, yeah, the anticipation,
Yeah.
sending it off to the lab, and like waiting to see what you got.
And then getting that envelope back and opening it up. It's like Christmas
Yeah.
every time.
But then Steven makes this interesting shift.
Okay.
He goes digital, he gets himself a Canon EOS 5DSR.
Right.
And suddenly it's like this whole new world opens up.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about those 36 shots anymore.
Yeah, there are no more limitations in terms of the number of shots.
Right.
He can really capture those fleeting moments perfectly.
Yeah.
And I think any photographer can relate to this, like that feeling of freedom and versatility
Oh,
that
wow.
digital offers.
Yeah, like you can really experiment and try different things.
And he talks about a trip he took to Norway,
Beautiful place.
where he was able to capture the northern lights and, the way the light changes at dawn.
Right.
And it's like those moments you can't recreate, So it's like
Yeah.
digital allows you to really nail that shot
For sure.
when it happens.
Yeah, when it's a one-time thing, you got to get it.
And then, of course, you can't forget about the whole world of post-processing.
That's right.
Steven gets really excited about Lightroom and Photoshop.
Yeah, everybody loves those programs.
And he talks about using those programs to refine his vision,
All right.
to bring out details and moods
Yeah.
that weren't necessarily visible in the original shot.
Okay.
He even specifically mentions his Towpath Reflections project,
Oh,
where
cool.
he's photographing these like really serene waterways,
Nice.
and he's able to kind of like bring out
Oh,
the
so he's really emphasizing that mood and that feeling of serenity by using those tools.
Exactly. And it makes you think about the different approaches to these two mediums,
Yeah,
like
totally.
film, you're kind of locking in a lot of those decisions
Yes.
at the moment of
You're
caption.
making all those choices right there on the spot.
Right, like with the type of film you choose and the exposure and
Yeah,
everything. But
exactly.
then with digital, it's almost like you're capturing these raw materials and then you're shaping them.
Yeah, it's like a totally different way of thinking.
Yeah, it's a totally
It's like a sculptor versus a painter, you know?
Yeah.
The sculptor's working with the material and kind of shaping it, and the painter's like starting with a blank canvas.
Yeah, exactly.
Building it up.
So where does this leave Steven in the whole film versus digital debate?
Right.
He doesn't pick a side
really
at all. He talks about finding this balance between the two.
Okay.
He sees the strengths of both.
Yeah.
So he says, you know, film really connects him to the roots of the craft.
Yeah.
But digital allows him to push those creative boundaries.
So it's not like this versus that. It's like both and.
Exactly. And what I love about it is he's not seeing these two things as being in opposition to each other.
Right.
But he's seeing them as tools.
Tools in the toolkit?
In the photographer's toolkit.
Yeah.
And that's reflected in his work. He's not afraid to use both.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a project called Echoes of Kaleva, where he's actually choosing the medium based on the feeling he's trying to evoke.
Interesting. So he's letting the subject matter, in a way, dictate what tool he uses.
Exactly.
Interesting.
And you can really see this in action if you check out his books.
Oh.
Like Towpath Reflections is a great example of this, where he's kind of like seamlessly blending these two worlds of film and digital.
Very cool.
So he's a believer in this both-and approach.
That's awesome.
But can other photographers find that same balance in 2025?
Right. Will that even be possible as technology keeps advancing?
Yeah.
And the world changes.
And that's what we're going to explore further using his insights from his FAQ.
Oh, perfect.
Where he really dives into the nitty-gritty comparisons between film and digital.
Let's get into it.
So let's start by unpacking some of those core differences between the two mediums.
Yeah. What are the fundamental things that set them apart?
Yeah. So, I mean, at the most basic level, it's like the foundation of how they work is completely different.
Okay.
Film is all about a chemical process.
Right.
It's light hitting the emulsion.
Right.
And then you're using chemicals to develop that image.
Mm-hmm.
But digital uses an electronic sensor.
Right.
And it's recording data onto a memory card.
Yeah.
So there are no chemicals involved at all.
Right. So it's like analog versus digital in its purest form.
Exactly. And that leads to some pretty distinct aesthetic and technical differences.
Okay.
One of the things that Steven talks about is dynamic range and how film is really prized for its dynamic range, the way it handles light and shadow.
Right.
And then, of course, there's that famous film grain.
Oh, yeah.
Which a lot of digital photographers try to replicate, but they never quite achieve.
You can't fake it.
You can't quite get there. Yeah. And what's interesting about that grain is it's not just an aesthetic thing.
It's
actually part of how film captures light.
Right. It's a physical thing.
Yeah, it's a physical record of those photons interacting with the emulsion.
Exactly.
So it's like a tangible representation of that light.
It's not just an effect that you're slapping on afterwards.
Exactly. And that brings us to a big reason why some photographers are still so passionate about film.
Yeah.
It's not just nostalgia.
Right.
It's about a particular look and feel that digital struggles to capture.
So
there's a depth.
Yeah.
An almost organic quality to film images.
And it's tough to put your finger on what it is.
Yeah, it's hard to describe.
And you know it when you see it.
You know it when you see it.
Yeah.
But Steven doesn't shy away from talking about the advantages of digital.
Right.
Because let's be real, it's convenient.
Oh, absolutely.
You get instant feedback.
Yeah. You know what you're getting right away.
You know, if you need to change your settings, you can.
Right.
It's more affordable in the long run.
You're not buying film and developing it.
Exactly. Yeah. And the post-processing possibilities are kind of endless.
Yeah, sky's the limit.
But then this is where it gets really interesting.
Okay.
Because he talks about this technique that kind of bridges the gap.
Oh, interesting.
Between film and digital.
Okay.
Which is scanning film negatives and slides.
Right.
To create digital files.
Yeah. So you're getting those qualities of film.
Yeah.
But then you have all the digital tools at your disposal.
Exactly.
Huh. Interesting.
So it's like you get the best of both worlds.
But is it really the best of both worlds?
Yeah. That's the question.
That's the question.
Is something lost in translation?
Right. Because you are taking this analog thing.
Yeah.
And you're converting it into ones and zeros.
Exactly. And that's something that we're going to keep unpacking.
Okay. I'm excited to hear more.
As we dive deeper into Steven's work and words, so we've talked about how Steven really sees value in both film and digital. But when it comes to the future of film photography, what are his thoughts on where it fits in, especially, you know, with digital just constantly evolving? Right. Like, is there even space for film in the future?
Yeah, exactly. So he doesn't really sugarcoat it. he acknowledges that it's become a niche market.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you don't see as many people shooting film as you used to.
Definitely. But he also sees these signs of a resurgence.
Oh, interesting.
Like a growing number of photographers, both young and old,
yep.
who are discovering, you know, those unique qualities that film has to offer.
I can see that happening. Yeah. I mean, there's definitely a certain charm to film.
Yeah, it's like this return to a slower, more intentional way of creating images.
Right, like it's a whole different experience.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And in this world where everything is so instant,
yeah,
there's something really appealing about that tactile experience of working with film.
Totally, like the anticipation of waiting for the negatives.
Yeah, you send it off to the lab and you're like, yeah, what am I gonna get?
Fingers crossed.
And it's interesting to see how this is even impacting the industry. Like there are new film stocks being developed.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
There are innovations in scanning technology that allow photographers to kind of like bridge that gap between analog and digital.
So they can kind of have the best of both worlds.
And speaking of that bridge,
yeah,
Steven's perspective on scanning film negatives is really fascinating.
I'm curious to hear what he has to say about that.
Because it's like capturing that essence of film,
mm-hmm.
but then having that flexibility and control of digital editing.
Right, like you can really fine-tune things.
But it also makes you wonder,
yeah,
does something get lost in translation?
That's a good question. Like, are you losing something fundamental,
yeah,
about that film experience?
Yeah.
When you bring it into the digital realm.
Because you're essentially taking this analog thing,
right,
and converting it into ones and zeros.
Exactly. So it's not a perfect replica.
Yeah. It's a good question for the film purists out there.
Yeah. I bet they have strong opinions about that.
But going back to some of the comparisons that Steven makes in his FAQs,
right,
he actually gets into specific film types, like Ilford HP5 and Kodak Tri-X.
Classic black and white films.
Yeah, two very popular choices for black and white photography.
Yeah.
And he describes HP5 as having a smoother,
okay,
more refined grain, whereas Tri-X is known for its grittier,
right,
high contrast look.
Yeah, it's got that classic kind of gritty look.
And it just highlights how even within the world of film, there's this spectrum of choices.
Yeah, so many options.
Each with its own unique character.
And that's something that you don't always get with digital, I feel like.
Yeah, and it's these subtle nuances that often get lost in the digital world.
Right, because you're working with pixels.
Yeah, it's all ones and zeros at the end of the day.
Whereas film, it's like this physical...
It's an actual thing.
Yeah.
It's a thing you can touch. It's,
yeah,
not just data.
Exactly.
But he also gets into the comparison between digital medium format,
okay,
and its film counterpart.
Yeah, because those are like the high-end,
yeah,
cameras,
yeah,
that a lot of professionals use.
And he points out that while digital medium format offers incredible resolution and color accuracy,
right, you're getting like the most detail you can possibly get,
it sometimes lacks that organic tonal quality, that depth,
right,
that you get with film.
Almost like a three-dimensional feel.
It's almost like the digital image is technically perfect.
Yeah.
But it's missing something.
It's missing that soul.
That soul.
That film has.
Yeah. And it kind of gets us back to this tension between technical perfection,
yeah,
and some might call the soulfulness of film photography.
It's an interesting debate.
It's a debate that's probably going to continue as long as both mediums exist.
I think so too, because they both have their own unique qualities.
And Steven actually makes a really important distinction,
okay,
that's worth highlighting, which is the difference between film grain,
yeah,
and digital noise.
Right, because people often use those terms interchangeably.
They do, but they're not the same thing.
They're not the same thing at all.
He explains that film grain is part of the film's structure.
Right. It's like inherent to the film.
Yeah. It's adding texture and character.
Yeah.
Whereas digital noise is a byproduct of shooting in low light.
Okay.
Or at a high ISO.
Yeah.
And it's often considered a flaw, something to be minimized.
Yeah. You don't want a noisy image.
Right. But it's interesting how what might be seen as an imperfection in one medium,
right,
can actually be a source of beauty,
yeah,
and character in another.
Like film grain can actually add to the aesthetic.
Yeah, exactly.
Whereas digital noise is just kind of like a distraction.
So going back to the future of film photography,
yeah,
is it a dying art or is there like a resurgence happening?
That's the $1 million question.
Yeah, and that's what we'll explore in the next part of our deep dive.
Okay.
We'll get into Steven's thoughts on where he sees film photography headed.
I'm curious to hear his take.
And what role it might play in a world that's, you know, increasingly dominated by digital technology.
Right, because it seems like everything's going digital these days.
Yeah, so it'll be interesting to see what he has to say.
definitely looking forward to it.
It really is amazing how photography allows for so much exploration and how you can constantly learn and evolve your craft.
Yeah, no matter how long you've been doing it, there's always something new to discover.
Absolutely. And Steven's story really shows that it's not about picking one side over the other, you know?
Right, like film versus digital. It's not a competition.
It's about finding what works for you, what speaks to you.
Yeah, what helps you connect with your subject.
Exactly. And I think the takeaway here is to think about what initially drew you to photography in the first place.
Yeah, like what got you excited about taking pictures?
Was it about freezing those fleeting moments, or was it more about slowing down and enjoying the process?
Or maybe it's a combination of both.
Yeah, maybe it's both. And who knows, maybe in the future we'll see even more photographers kind of like embracing this hybrid approach.
That would be cool.
Yeah, combining the best of film and digital.
Yeah, like imagine seeing a new wave of photographers who are rediscovering that beauty of film grain and that anticipation of waiting for that role to develop.
Yeah.
And then holding that physical print in your hands.
It's like a totally different experience.
It is. It's like almost a rebellion against all that instant gratification we have these days.
Right. It's going back to a slower, more thoughtful way of creating images.
And I think that's ultimately what Steven's journey is all about.
Yeah.
It's not about the technology itself.
Right.
It's about using it with intention to connect with the world in a meaningful way and to share that vision.
Well said. I think we've covered a lot of ground today.
Yeah, we went deep.
And hopefully our listener is feeling inspired to explore both film and digital photography.
Yeah. I hope they go out and try some new things.
Maybe it's time to dust off that old film camera.
Yeah, or finally learn those advanced Photoshop tricks.
Yeah, exactly. And who knows, maybe you'll discover a hidden passion for a medium you never thought you'd be into.
It's all about trying new things.
So as you head out into the world, camera in hand, remember, it's not about the gear, it's about the eye behind the lens.
It's about finding your voice and sharing your perspective.
And whether you choose film or digital or a little bit of both, the most important thing is to have fun, experiment, and never stop learning.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Keep shooting, keep exploring, and until next time, keep diving deep.